Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's so great to have all of you tune us in, turn us on. Let me tell you a little bit about the show today. Many of you have tuned into this noontime podcast, and here's what I want to say about what's going on here at in the hood. A couple things. One, you're going to start to see from us, whether it be me, the Dr. Pat Show, Lime Talk Radio, Enlightened Capitalism, or this particular show. This is our Dr. Pat Power Up Hour. Most people are calling it the Power Podcast. I have more nicknames for this hour, and we are going to land on one of them eventually. But the thing that I want to say about this, as my friend Lou Paradise joined me here today, you know, this hour and the next hour, ultimately, as we grow this out, there will be 3 hours starting at noon on this day. And I want to give a shout out to our affiliates, Mike Horn and the team at CRN for, I got to tell you, Lou Paradise joining me here today. Lou is the inventor of Topperson. I do not leave home without it. It saved my life. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today, too. But Lou, it's great to have you here. Look, you're a pioneer in health and wellness, but you're also a pioneer when it comes to pain management. Beyond all of that, you and I have made a commitment to help other people live a vibrant, purposeful life. And I think one of the things, Lou, you and I discovered last year together as we looked at different directions to go, and I looked at different directions to go, and we looked at what we were building in the network. Clearly, we have technology that will be unleashed here shortly. But one of the things you and I did, Lou, is we looked at ourselves. And we asked ourselves, and you and I had conversations like this together. Mm-hmm. And we asked ourselves, are we doing enough? Are we doing enough? Now, you and I don't really come out and say, are we doing enough? We usually complain about the fact that we could be doing more.
That's true. That's very true.
Well, you and I and Aurora and Linda, we don't sit down and say, oh my God, are we doing? We don't say that. One of the things we do is we say, what the bleep is going on? And what the bleep are we doing to our commitment to our listeners? And I got to tell you, man, I had to look myself in the mirror. And I said, it's wonderful what we're doing with the network, the expansion, the growth. But whatever happened to that dang crowdfunding thing we were going to do that's called Take Back Talk Radio? Well, guess what? We're doing it. And then we looked at health. And then we looked at wellness. And I watched my friend Dr. Darvish over here, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if Kat's got any pictures we can put up on the Facebook to show that event. But maybe, Kat, you can scrounge up a little bit of something there for today. Then I looked at what Darvish is doing. I call it Darvish. No disrespect. But, I mean, I'm Basili. That's paradise. Dr. Darvish opened up the first holistic, natural Ivy Lounge in the state of Washington, and we did the event. That's why you and I are doing the show today. Because what you and I realize, Lou, is given the depth and the breadth of what we know, given the depth and the breadth of who we're in front of, given the depth and the breadth of the top of the line products that we can introduce to people, because yes, I am not eating the kinds of food at a sit-down meal that I should be eating to get the nutrients. And you want to know the latest science? Nobody is. That's a scientific
statement. That's true. That's a very scientific statement because it's absolutely a fact.
Yeah. So today, Lou Paradise and I, we are going to uncover, unleash, unravel unapologetically keto or ketogenesis or ketones or whatever version of that we are going to talk about today. So let's start the conversation. I'm going to drop you a little clue and then you take it away.
Sure.
About 10 years ago, I'd say, maybe about 10. Yes, I've been doing this 15. 10 years ago, I interviewed a woman. And the woman that I interviewed, right, she came on the show and she was talking about her husband who had Alzheimer's, right? And she was talking about the fact that she wrote this book. And what she was telling the world was that she discovered through her husband that if she gave her husband a high ketone, and I'm going to give you more information, diet, right? Because she was at her wit's end. There was nothing else for her to do. Nothing. Mm. So here's her husband. She loved her husband. And she's watching her husband go through, right, this pain of Alzheimer's. And
wow.
So I'm going to give the book out to everybody. I'm going to tell you exactly where you're going to find out more about this, right? But what she said and the book she published and what she discovered changed the landscape of using the word ketogenesis.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Lou, we need to shine a light on what keto is, what it isn't, and why you're so fired up about it.
Absolutely. And you know, these points are so amazing. What are we doing to provide these fabulous listeners the most important, accurate information that's going to be a vital use? Because if you can't, you know, news that you can't use is not news at all, right? And information is not good unless it's something that you can have a takeaway, you can actually incorporate it, and it produces a benefit in your life. These part of the processes of this education and understanding things, especially when it comes to diet and dieting, which has always pretty much failed most people, dieting, as opposed to what about lifestyle changes? Things that we have been told many, many years, decades probably, about how the human body works and how the cells work have been completely backwards. Very recently, I heard somebody who was an expert in all this say it's like the blind leading the blind. You know, we did not get the information correct. There's been all kinds of weird perceptions about what keto means and ketogenesis, ketosis means. Oh, is it good? Is it bad? Is it, oh my God, I can't do that. It's not sustainable. Well, people don't know what they don't know. And if the perception is other things they thought they knew about the cellular mechanism of the body, how it worked, how it gets nutrition, how it gets the fuel it needs in order to be this great healing, health, vibrant machine that the body was designed to be, and how many things that we need to make sure our people are knowing based on our own experience too. I think the thing people love about you, as well as the love about me and our work, is when we say to somebody, by the way, here's exactly what you might want to consider doing, is because we've taken the time to do a very deep dive, big granular dive down to the bone, down to the marrow of the bone, to find out whether that particular thing we're recommending works. Does it work for us? Does it work for folks? Is what do people want to do? They want to say, does something work? Is it going to hurt me? Is it going to be good for me? How do I know? Is there any science behind it? What is it can I do to get my life from feeling like down and goodness gracious, halfway depressed, or my energy levels are lacking, or somebody just told me I had fibromyalgia. What the heck does that mean? And what is going on about our nutritional needs and how we do it? And what's the simplest way of getting your body to the fuel sources it needs, which is what ketosis is really about, ketosis, excuse me, and ketogenesis, and how can that help me with regard to all of these things that people are suffering from? And when we look at things like Alzheimer's, we look at things like neuropathies, and we find ourselves in those circumstances where this is still kind of an unknown kind of factor, which is not for us unknown because we've been doing this for a long time. We find about myelin sheathing in the body. What is that to the brain? Where are we lacking the nutrients and the antioxidants and all the other things that we need in order to have our body fueled by the fuel source it already has, by the way, which is really cool, by converting, going from the low octane regular gas to the super fuel. And how do we get to that point, which keto gives us, without any of the side effects that are known to be part of the problem as to why people have gone on keto diets, again, diets as opposed to lifestyle changes, and how they have come up feeling like, I don't know if that worked for me. I can't do it. It doesn't seem sustainable. I'm going to blow through all of those myths, and we have something that supports the idea of ketosis in such an incredible way that it not only will prepare your body for the lifestyle change that you want, it'll take care of making sure you've got all of the necessary nutrient bioavailability to not only prevent but be a counteraction to not having the same side effects you normally would have going from the fuel, the carbohydrate fuel approach of eating to the fat burning fuel of eating, which is really the health and vitality of what our country is now nationally really taking and embracing, because we need to be there for all optimum health, vitality, how the cells are actually fueled, how you can really look at the less aging, less disabilities, and all those things. So this is a very big subject, and I'm delighted we're talking about it today. So thank you, my dear.
And I want to kind of like jump into a bit of the science, if we could.
Yeah.
About it, but I want to give people an idea of what's happening here in the dialogue. But first, let's talk about a little bit what's happening and what we see in our pop culture. So let's just be really clear. In our pop culture, what we're hearing now is keto, ketogenic, anything, diet. We're hearing the word diet. Mm. And so here's what we want to say. The reason we're hearing the word diet, the word diet, Lou, has two meanings. So we want to be very clear about it. One is how you describe what you eat. Right. But in our pop culture, the misnomer when we're seeing this research on ketogenic diet, we're not talking about losing weight. In the research, they use the term diet to say ketogenic food intake, the supplement intake, ketogenic intake. So they're not saying diet, lose weight. That's number one I want to talk about. Number two, I want to just tell everybody, I'm a researcher, Lou's a researcher, both of us have published, you know, we know what it's like to invent things, to patent things, right? Here's the trend. I was blown away when I went in and I went to my academic scholarly articles, then I went to the Google articles. I was blown away. This has got to be the most studied area of diet kinds of things ever to hit the field of research in such a surge. And Lou, here's the thing. We even have people that wrote about this 10 years ago coming back and saying, let us give you the results of the 10-year study, right? Let me read it. Optimal clinical management of children receiving dietary therapies for epilepsy, updated recommendations of the International Ketogenic Diet Study Group. What?
Yeah.
2018. So today you and I are going to start the dialogue about this. And let's talk about the caveat. Anytime we embark on a thing, whether it's this diet, this supplement, that supplement, if you don't know about it or you're under the doctor's care, what we want to say out of the group, Lou and I are not medical doctors. So we're not giving you medical information. We are going to talk about what this means. Don't do anything without the review of a doctor or a naturopath or whoever you trust. But let's break it down for people, Lou, about what you all have discovered about what ketogenic means and how it works. Go for it.
Sure. The interesting thing about some parallels that we have already discussed in some previous shows that we've done is how interesting it is that the keto and ketosis and ketogenesis and this whole idea of changing lifestyle, not dieting, but changing lifestyle, is evolved and came about as a result of those clinical studies looking at children with epilepsy. In a similar thing, and we won't get off on this other side, in the similar thing, how HGH, human growth hormone, or their lack deficiency thereof, was again administered to who? Children, right? Who weren't growing in terms of the evolution of metabolic functional growth of the normal growth process. So it's interesting that the most vulnerable population in the world, which are our kids, which obviously are the future of the world, have a need that we're looking at for the rest of how we look at everything, including all these other cognitive problems and cardiovascular problems and everything else that's going on. So here's what's going on with keto. The discovery goes back to children, and then adults started to grab a hold of it saying, wait a minute. The vitality of the body can only be served if you're giving it the nutrients that it needs and the fuel that it needs to stay healthy and stay vibrant. Now, we know that no one has a perfect diet. And no matter what you do, you're going to have your choices, obviously. So for years and years and years and years, there was the paleo diet. There was the by your blood work diet. There was the Atkins. There was every kind of diet under the sun. Eat all nothing but carbs was one, and which was not a good one, obviously. Eat a bunch, do it all in being a carnivore and eating all the fats and fatty meats and stuff. That isn't necessarily the case, but never looking at what the cells of the body are demanding from us. So when we look at the fact that the majority of things that happen with sugar, which is more addictive than cocaine, according to all the studies. And look at the high carbohydrate intake of the United States, including the complete epidemic of obesity and diabetes and all that. And we realize that this consumption of carbs, because your brain does need carbs. So it isn't that the simple carbs are all bad. It's just that we eat so much of it that it turns everything into fat that is not producing any energy. It turns the cardiovascular system and all of the rest of the endocrine system into a sluggish membrane that cannot function metabolically. And all of a sudden, we come to the point of what keto is really telling us. Say, wait a minute. We go down to our local gas station. We take our car down there. Everybody knows about this kind of a deal, unless you never had a car. And you choose regular gas, which is 87 octane. And a car runs okay. You know, it's not going to be a race car. You're not going to take it on a track and beat anybody, you know, and what have you. So it runs, it's barely there, but it runs. It's not that it doesn't run, but is it optimal? Well, yes and no, because economically it may be good, but from a fuel point of view, it is very, very low fuel burning or very low octane. So it doesn't give you the energy you need or the car the energy. Take the same car or a car that's got 16 cylinders, go down and get the 93 octane, or go to the Indianapolis Speedway and get the 105 octane. And how is that different from what you're operating for the car's performance compared to 87 octane? That's exactly the same thing as the human body. So the human body's comparative is 87 octane is glucose, which we have way too much of, high fructose corn syrup and all kinds of stuff. This is not fuel for our body. This is one that bogs the whole metabolic system down. Internally, we have brown fat cells, which are the most important fat burning, energy producing high octane fuel that the body has. So here's what happens with ketosis. Ketosis says we're going to lower the amount of carbs. We're going to eliminate most of the, obviously, refined white flour, refined white sugar. It's astounding what people do to how much better they feel.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, just a little, right? Just a little, just in case.
Mamma mia on this one.
Mamma mia indeed. all of us, you know, you and I being Italian, my relatives all want to kill me that because of cannolis and and Stromboli and calzones and all that business. But here's the cool part. Once your body goes from getting the glucose fuel, which is the low octane fuel, and it stops because we're not giving the bodies. Once we don't give the body the fuel source it was accustomed to at that moment in time and start to actually force it to, force it in the sense of it wants to go there actually. It's not forcing it very much, but it wants to go there. Now it's forced to get fuel source from something else. And what does it go to? Fat. The kind of fats that we're talking about, lean fat proteins, salmon and lean meats, turkey and chicken and those kinds of things, have a very useful part of bioavailability for proteins and for the idea of getting your body in ketosis. And ketosis simply means it's going from burning glucose, low octane, to the highest fuel in your body, which is fat cells and fat. By doing the fat, by understanding that it now wants to look for fat in the food you're taking, it makes your body readjust, reset itself to actually, before we got all this carby crap going on in life, goes right back to, if it doesn't get the fat from what you're eating in between, it's going to go to your fat cells stored in your body. So this is not about losing weight. It's about fueling you. And all of a sudden, all of these incredible high fuel proteins, high fuel fat cells start to energize every single metabolic function in your body to make every single thing operate at such a much higher proficient level that your health and vitality goes really, quite honestly, off the charts. In the interim period of time, the problem that people have with making this transfer, this transition, is something called, they refer to it as the keto flu, if you will. Because your body's now adjusting to another fuel source. And so it's temporary, but it's not nice. And you may also have, if you're not drinking enough water, you may have a displacement of electrolytes, which can cause you to have brain fog and all sorts of things. It can cause you to not feel your energy levels really well. And so if you do that for the first week and don't continue after that, because it only lasts like 3 or 4 days when you have that happen, we have something that's a secret that we found that we can have this transitional piece that lets your body go into ketosis and protects it against all the other things that the body's going to go through in order for you to get to the fat burning fuel, the high octane fuel your body really wants and craves to operate your body at its optimal total best. Energy levels will come up. You'll feel endurance will come up. You'll see cardiovascular changes that will be more efficient. Your brain function will be just off the charts. Your fat burning will happen exactly where you want it to go, where that whole abdomen thing and everything, it'll actually burn those fat cells. And it'll give you the kind of appetite suppression, the kind of, because you won't desire the what happens is you keep it getting addictive to glucose and high fructose corn syrups, your body craves for the addiction part of it. It will cut all those things down. And we have something that actually can help you through the transition and actually makes that whole keto piece work even more effectively than just going to the diet itself or to the lifestyle change of keto, if you will.
Yeah. So look, part of this, Lou, is, and I referenced an interview I did, and we're actually going to bring the guest back. Mary Newport. So we're going to remember this name, right? And the reason we're going to remember this name is because, write this down, Mary Newport. Mm-hmm. So here's what I want to say about Mary Newport. Mary Newport wrote a book, I like to say back in the day. Let's just say she wrote a book a number of years ago, now has a second edition. And the book's title is this, Alzheimer's Disease, What If There Was a Cure? And it's and then the second edition is called The Story of Ketones. So what you're going to find in this book and in the interview that we're hoping to play in the next hour is you're going to find somebody before Lou and I today could talk about what the science now shows. What's going to happen is you're going to know that this woman through an act of love, Lou, right? Mm. This isn't that mm-hmm. how things, I mean, look at how you invented Topperson, right? This didn't,
yeah.
this didn't come because you and I have nothing better to do. It comes because we're at a pain point.
Exactly.
We're at a pain point.
Yep.
She's watching her husband, you know, go through this journey mm. with Alzheimer's. And so she, I believe, now this is me giving her credit. I can't say for sure, but it was my first introduction to the word ketones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, fast forward today, studies, science, and dispelling the myth of coconut oil. Mm-hmm. So all of the fads that you talked about, one of my favorite that put 30 pounds on me was the non-fat diet, by the way. that thing was like, ugh. But today we now understand when something now we say to me, this is her now talking about her husband, Steve. Steve received at least 20 grams of medium chain triglycerides.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about this, right?
Yeah.
So we're educated about this. And, you know, this is where we're talking about, say the word keto, that's the word, ketogenics, mm-hmm. ketogenesis, keto diet, whatever you want to say. Today, mm-hmm. Lou and I are talking about what other people have found
mm-hmm.
with this.
Right.
Right. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're not here to talk about whether it's a myth. We're here to share what the information and the science says. When we come back, what if you didn't have to do what this amazing woman did? But you could find the right way for your body to absorb, to take in its optimal version of this without having to sign up for a 30, 60, 90 day new fad diet. Stay tuned. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back.
Frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorns. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. So talk to you later.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order the Hearts Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and Guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
Everybody, welcome back. Welcome back. And let me just tell you, everybody. I am referring to Dr. Mary Newport. Yeah. And by the way, you can go get the version of the book on Amazon, or I'm a Kindle freak. So that's me. I like to take my reading with me. Lou Paradise is joining me here today, and you can find out more about Lou at louparadise.com. But also, you're going to be able to hear Lou speak about health, wellness, vibrancy. Most importantly, he is the inventor of Toprosyn. And if you don't know what Toprosyn is, go check it out. It is the thing that literally saved my life when I had pain pretty much all over my body. And my cells had stopped working. And I was walking with a cane. And that was not very long ago, folks. And I am forever grateful for Lou and Toprosyn. But more importantly, I have got more ping pong people, my friend, hooked on the Toprosyn. More recently, Lou and I have discovered something else. And one of the things we discovered, and I discovered it again when I was pretty sick, was human growth hormone. Human growth hormone, by the way, up until recently, us regular folk, we couldn't afford it. But we've done a number of shows on HGH. Today, we're taking on a new topic. And we're going to continue to talk about ketones because, one, completely misunderstood. Two, one of the hottest research tickets that I've been able to find. And number three, you cannot tell people coconut and coconut oil is bad for you in the same breath you talk about ketones. So, Lou, clarify all this for us, right?
One of the most essential parts, like going back to medium chain triglycerides and the energy they produce, there are a number of different types of nutrients that get extracted from in different ways. Some of them by solvents, which is the one you definitely don't want. Some of them by more natural means, cold press. A lot of the good, incredible things come from there. We know that the opportunity for us to see how we can get into a ketosis based on the fact that that really means how do we get to the fat burning machine that we are? How do we help our body get the higher fuel content it needs? How do we get away from the kind of carbs that are not making us well? And how do we balance the opportunity to take that transition from one place where we are to where we want to be and do it in such a way where there are no typical side effects of what we normally find, which is what people, even if it's only a week, some people can't deal with the side effects of changing your fuel source from glucose to fat or to fat burning or to fat utilization, which is the highest fuel content you can get. And the one that's going to make your body go into homeostasis, it's going to give you the mental focus you need, endurance, energy. It's going to give you opportunity for your own natural appetite suppression to come in because your body will be satisfied. But you have to do it methodically, and you have to do it as a lifestyle change, not a diet in that regard. And so I think that what we know for sure is that a lot of the information that is out there and perceptions of it were a science that really wasn't science at all. It was just opinions from people because they either liked or didn't like something and they put their own spin on it. And instead of giving us the information we need from not only a scientific point of view, but also from a nutritional point of view, we never got the right information because I think it started on a scale that was wrong to begin with. So if you're starting out your journey and you're already taking a misstep, even if it's a fraction of an inch, and you want to wind up you want to go to Singapore and you wind up in Hong Kong, and all those beautiful people may look alike to you, but Singapore and Hong Kong are two different places. So I think that what takes place in this is we have never had the right nutritional information from either a governmental point of view, from what's been written. There's been a lot of people experimenting all these decades now of what is right, what is wrong. Like you said, non-fat diet. Should I do the carbs? Should I do a mixture? Should I do paleo? Keto, what's that? How does it really work? What is it? Where is the misunderstanding? And oftentimes it's really that whole perception of dieting, which is not what this is about. So when you look at keto and you look at your body's ability to burn the best fuel source you have, which is fats, we're not talking about unhealthy fats. We're talking about the fats that normally come with proteins that have the right kind of lean fat that the body uses as high test fuel. And that can be everything from turkey to chicken to fish to buffalo, for goodness sakes. I mean, that's astounding. Even pork, for that matter. Eating in moderation, along with what happens where a lot of folks have had problems with the keto diet, if you will, the transition, because your body loses alkalinity. If your body's not alkaline, it will definitely feel side effects. You'll also have electrolytes that won't be there as much because you're not getting them from your fuels, from the fuel that you need, from the sources that you need, because a lot of people don't eat enough greens. They don't eat enough fruit. They don't eat the right kind. And it makes it complicated where it shouldn't be. So the simplicity of the keto diet, which I believe is that, the keto lifestyle change, is one where we can actually have our body starting to properly transition. What kind of tool can we use to transition the body from where it is now to making these fabulous gains into something that is now becoming a national trend? Because we're saying, look, if glucose and sugars, white refined sugars and high fructose corn syrup and all that kind of stuff is the bane of our planet, which is totally and absolutely a fact, and we have to all look around with diabetes going through the roof and obesity going through the roof and heart disease going through the roof and pain from all kinds of things going through the roof, the skin, the eyes, the cognitive behavior, bone density, the whole thing, then we have to settle on finally, well, not settle, but finally finding the new sense of what people have known for thousands of years, literally, that eating the right kind of fat, that fuel, which is incredible, gives your body more vibrance. This idea it's going to clog your arteries and all that kind of stuff is not necessarily true. And again, we're not giving medical advice. And here's a warning. Here's the thing as a disclaimer. If you are under doctor's care, if you're taking prescription medication, I don't care what the heck anybody's trying to tell you, always make sure you check with your doctor before you do anything self-help. The information that we provide is always one that you can go and look at yourself so you can see it and take it to your doctor. This is a very prudent thing. So we're never going to get from a sick care system to a sustainable healthcare model if we don't understand the basis of how nutrition actually works and what our cells actually need to fire them up and get us rocking and rolling so we're enjoying and celebrating a vibrant, incredible, purposeful, meaningful life, right?
Well, and the other thing too is we're talking about a lifestyle, let's just
call it. That's right.
That we have developed, right? So if we go back 50, maybe 100 years, maybe not that far, but I know for some people going back 50 years, you're saying, you got to be kidding. I wasn't even born yet. But let's just talk about it for a minute. We go back 50 years or so, what we find that's very different than today, and maybe we have to go back a little bit further, Lou. Mm. There wasn't really anything like, let's go to the grocery store, to the freezer section and buy dinner. Mm-hmm. That didn't exist, right? Mm-hmm.
That's true.
What it was dinner was cooked, breakfast was cooked, lunch was put together. You know, I'm not saying that we didn't have processed foods because at that point, bread could be bought from a store and that's considered processed. But what we had was this beautiful blend of we are still getting good nutrients. Now that's changed, and it's changed because we cannot track the cycle of ingredients in most of our food, right?
That's right.
Even if the box says this food has been prepared, let's say, in the United States, that doesn't mean everything in it is from there. The other thing is almost everything you read at a grocery store that you get off the inner rows, aisles of the grocery store have words in them that most of us cannot even pronounce. So what you and I are doing today is we're shining a light on something. And that light is on keto, ketogenesis, whatever it is. But other language around this has been coconut oil, MCT oil. And now recently, we are starting to see some very specified, high quality, high level, let's call them products or food sources or supplements, or I don't even know the name for this because I think it's in its own category, being given to people. What have you discovered or what has been talked about now about how boosting our ketone levels will literally change the landscape of our bodies?
The reality of what our bodies are designed to do is to digest protein. Now, we look at our vegetarian friends who do legumes for their protein, right?
Yeah.
And there are fats in those legumes. And there's some really healthy fats. So that go back to the medium chain triglycerides, healthy fats, these food sources that, like you said, these were something that was a common thing for us all to eat and eat organically. We'd have to touch and feel the vegetables. We went to the vegetable market and bought the veggies. We went to went to the fish market to buy the fish, the meat guy to buy the meat. It wasn't, all in one place, really. Back in 1902, and I know I look younger, but that's because I believe in keto. So this transitional education that we are bringing people to, and that's part of it. Education, being ignorant about something doesn't mean you're stupid. It just means you don't know, just like all of us. You can't know what you don't know. So part of the process by which we do what we're doing here is how do we identify how the body works, which now we know works on fats better than works on carbs. Now, it doesn't mean that you eliminate all the carbs. It just means that you're going to do something that's going to be habitually changing the way you look at food. To me, that's what this is really about, that we finally get a chance to really look at our food as fuel. We finally get a chance to understand that we still enjoy really great tasting food that makes us feel better, look better, and have a better health process because we're eating the kind of food that our cells actually need. Our body was built to have fat intake as the best fuel source, and the carbs kind of got in there, because everybody wanted an immediate cessation of taste. All of these processed foods and eliminating them as much as we can, because we can't eliminate all of them, just like we can't exactly eliminate all GMO, genetically modified stuff, brings us back to making a choice about how we actually look at food. When you look at keto, it starts to tell you and educate you as to how to look at your food as fuel and what sources of your food sources are the best ones to fuel your body with the highest octane fuel. And these are the most important complex fats, complex carbohydrates. A lot of folks, so how many people eat spinach and greens and kale and all the things that keep your body alkaline? So when you go through the glucose change to the keto change, that's one of the reasons why people feel like, I don't feel so hot. I got this thing going on. I'm feeling down a little bit. I'm feeling like tired. I got brain fog. That's because your body's not maintaining alkalinity. And alkalinity comes with spinach and kale and broccoli and all the things that people won't eat, and Corilla. And most people don't even know about that stuff, right? So a lot of people don't like it because they're not used to eating it. That's why your body's not alkaline. And guess what? When your body's not alkaline, what do you crave for? Glucose, sugar, all these other things. So keto brings us into an intelligent way of not only looking at our body and looking at our food as fuel, but seeing the kind of fat content. Now, we know for sure fats taste good, right? And that's why this non-fat thing, look, let me just go, before anything else, I want to give Kat a shout out for being so cool, like we do with Carter and Benny, to say thank you so much for connecting us up. As an Italian boy, I saw when I'm not going to name the company because I went over and I literally have them not far away from me. So I went and smacked them, right? Saw them making fat-free mozzarella.
Oh, no.
I mean, hockey pucks won't last as long as that. It's like, what? So getting away from fats because fats are bad is a myth. Keto shows us that, and our bodies are thriving on the kind of fats that we need in order to bring about those changes. And we have a really cool supplemental way of being able to bring the body into a balanced transition that has digestive enzymes and alkaline and help you burn fat, help you to feel better, multivitamins, alkalizing, keeping your body for natural suppression of appetite. So your body starts to crave the fuel force, the fuels that you need, gets rid of the excess fat, which means you're going to get rid of all the toxins in your body. So keto means all of those things, which is just as cool can possibly be.
Yeah. I mean, and one of the things that too, for those of you that are listening, if you want to find out, there definitely are some references. The reason that I love really Mary Newport and the book she wrote now, the second edition, because Lou, what she does is she shares the story and the journey with her husband. She shares the entire story way back in time when there was just one doctor that was really doing something in this arena. And she talks about what that took to partner with him, and then what it took to get her husband, Steve, who had seriously Alzheimer, right? On that. And so she shows diagrams of what he did in drawing a clock before the treatments, or, you know, the ketones, and then a year later. And so this is all documented in her book. But one of the things I love, it's hard to have a reference like this, Lou.
Sure.
Because we just don't. So let's just talk about what Mary documents for a minute, just a little bit.
Please.
And I want to put the disclaimer out. This is Mary, her husband, Steve. This doesn't mean you or me or anybody, but this is the science that she went on, right? Mm-hmm. So Steve, a year after, increased his mini mental status exam from 14 to 18. And anybody that knows anything about Alzheimer's, now we're going back to 2008. So this started with her before that, right? This is how long it's taken, because this is highly politicized, this topic, right? Mm-hmm. Because it doesn't involve any pharmaceutical
stuff. Right.
So then she goes on to talk about further, and this is really why we're so excited about it. You know, he has this clock drawing. And so his clock drawing improved. He had an increase in alertness. He had interaction, ability to make conversation.
Wow.
Noticeably in the morning, a return of certain aspects of his personality, his sense of humor, an increase in animation, facial expressions, less distractibility, allowed him to effectively resume certain activity, gardening, cutting the lawn. Do you understand what I'm saying about this, Lou?
My goodness.
Absence of tremor in his face. Look, I'm not making this up. This is in her book.
Sure.
Listening. Increased recognition. Increased libido. Improved ability to initiate and continue the course of conversation. Increased interest in exercise. Keeping his shoes together, right?
Yeah.
All of that plus now, at 3 to 4 months, the improvements are he has a better gait when he walks, disappearance of visual disturbance, right? Preventing him from reading, no longer showing signs of depression. And I could go on, but get that book yourself, because Lou and I are going to be talking about this a lot. So if back in the day, 2006, 2005, 6, 7, and 8, which is on this journey, why is it taking so dang long for us to get this out there and get on board with this?
Yeah, you know, the big lobbying, you know, the medical and pharmaceutical folks, and that we have a lot of respect for both, actually, because there are some contributions that are being made, and our medical doctors, of course, they can only do as well as the tools they've been given. And when you see the fact that we're trying to always solve something by symptoms, looking at the symptoms and nullifying the symptoms, as opposed to, wait a minute, what's causing You know, it's the same Topperson conversation. When I had my issues with pain, what's causing it? What can we do to give the body what it needs to be this miracle that it was always intended to be so it can heal itself, so it can come back to vibrant health, right? That's exactly why we got this situation, because, oh no, this has got to be some other scientific other thing that leads us to a chemical imbalance, which certainly can be part of the problem, right? But where does that come from and how does that happen? Well, the deficiencies in fat for the myelin in the brain, even when you talk about things like MS, it's kind of interesting, right? Talking about that the keto started with children with epilepsy. So their brain cognitive thing, that wasn't a cognitive thing, right? It was an electrical disturbance that caused that. The same kind of thing that happens with whether it be petit mal or looking at grand mal seizures and things. Well, then the brain, from an Alzheimer's perspective, isn't getting other things also. And all of a sudden, the keto and the opportunity to start bringing another diet change the complexion of this man. And look, a lot of people don't think it's a big deal when you to have to, your shoes are together. That's like you can't help looking at them and trying to figure it out when your brain is not functioning operationally in order to bring about the cognitive things you want, right? And how many times now these things start to point to the fact that the deficiency can be an absolute thing that's caused directly by the kind of poor diet. I mean, how in the world we have the richest country in the world, and we have our lifestyle process in terms of quality of life and longevity of life has been reduced again by new data because we have not come to what you're saying, exactly right. Why is it taking so long for us to come to the point where something more basic, something more fundamental is actually the answer to these very significant problems? That's why these kinds of discussions and conversations are so important.
Yeah. And, you know, we've got a few minutes left, but here's what I want to say about this.
Yeah.
Lou, if people were to look at Mary Newport's journey, what she did, everything from going to Washington, meeting with Obama, you know, President Obama, really meeting with senators, then meeting with Maria Shriver, then presenting on Capitol Hill, you know, then. This has got to be more than just a fad. And that's why you and I are going to talk about this. We're not talking about a fad. We need to talk about this as a movement for two reasons. One, so that people know exactly what to do and how to do it. And two, so that folks know how not to step into the potholes of every product, every suggestion, but to get educated on how we can take back our health, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we have to be able to take back our voice around this. That's why we're doing Take Back Talk Radio, but more importantly, to keep these airwaves independent so we can have these conversations. I want to thank you, Lou Paradise, again. Coming out of the gate, kind of going up against the grain, and this is going to be one of several conversations. What's your personal message, Lou? What do you want to leave us with?
Everybody deserves to live a life that is full and robust, healthiest lifestyle possible. If you're denied the information you need, if you have gone through the process where you don't know all of your options, and really know by the nature of people providing the best information possible, if you don't have all your options, you have no options. We don't want that. You don't deserve that. You live a life that's full of joy and celebrating things physically and emotionally and spiritually, doing the things you love with the people you love. And we can really help you to narrow down how to look at what place to start, what information is valid, which we give you, and you'll go and look and see it for yourself, and how we can help to be a part of the community that changes the world so we can actually have a sustainable healthcare model that gives people their life back. That's that.
I love it. Lou Paradise, I'm Dr. Pat. And for those of you, we will continue to be doing this show every Thursday at noon on CRN, on Facebook Live, on Transformation Talk Radio. And we are just starting to power it up. Hey, everybody, check it out. TheDrPatShow.com, Transformation Talk Radio, LouParadise.com. And from those of us here to those of you, if you want us to take on a conversation and to bring people on, send me an email at info, I-N-F as in Frank, O, at thedrdrpatshow.com. Until next time, remember to remember. We'll see you next time.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I try.